Now, for a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway, we go to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in our political corner. Juan.
Thanks, Ed. I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the year 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And with us is Reverend Joseph Watkins, member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll. Reverend Watkins was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff, and he joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks to you both for coming in for Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Let's begin with the White House shakeup. Donna, Joe, what do you take from the idea that Karl Rove, one of the president's most trusted, most powerful advisors, says that he is giving up his policy role as part of this shakeup at the White House? My take on this was that when you had Josh Bolton, who had worked for Karl Rove, promoted to replace Andy Card as chief of staff, that it was going to give more power to Karl Rove. So, Reverend Watkins, I'm surprised that Karl Rove would have taken a step back.
Well, I don't know that certainly from the standpoint of title, maybe he's stepping back. But from the standpoint of influence, I don't know that he's stepping back. I think that he's going to continue to be somebody who's very close to the president, who influences what this president does on a regular basis. And I think that Josh Bolton understands that also.
Donna Brazile, according to the reports, Karl Rove is no longer going to be in charge of developing policy for the White House. Previously, he was in charge of issues like domestic policy. That was in his portfolio. So what does it mean when Karl Rove says he's not going to handle that? Does he go back solely to dealing with politics?
Putting Karl back in his strategic place to help congressional candidates to try to come up with a better game plan for the fall elections, I believe if I was Josh Bolton, that would be the natural place to transition Karl back to where he has served the president and served the party well. That's a Democratic view, of course, but Karl's strength is in running campaigns.
Well, and talking with other politicians, developing political strategy, Donna, and I'm taken by the idea that there's been criticism of the White House communications team. Part of the shakeup so far now includes Scott McClellan, the White House spokesman, stepping down. Is that also then the case that you think Josh Bolton, the new White House chief of staff, is going after how the White House communicates its activities and policies?
What Josh is trying to do is shake up the entire institution so that he can get everybody back on the same page and re-engineer the president's program so that the American people now understand what they're doing and what the White House is trying to accomplish. It's a tall job. It's a big job, as you well know, being chief of staff of a White House that's been in disarray for so many months. But if the president has a shot at reclaiming his mantle of leadership, it's in helping to shake up the staff and get the White House on a new page.
One other resignation, Jim Toohey, who was in charge of the faith-based initiative, Reverend Watkins. What does that mean about what was a centerpiece of the president's domestic agenda?
The president's doing a lot of good things, and when he goes out and gets his message across to Americans, they hear him loud and clear, as he did just a month or so ago when he went out and explained why we were involved in Iraq and why he felt it was important for us to be there. Americans, when they heard this message uncluttered by the president himself, were very responsive, very understanding. More of this needs to happen, of course, and I think that some of the changes that are taking place, whether it be in faith-based or on the press staff, will help hopefully with that getting that message across.
One last point of shakeup for the two of you. All the criticism aimed at Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Donna Brazile, this has been coming from retired generals. The president, however, has been a stalwart defender. What is the president doing?
Well, the president essentially delegated the responsibility of the post-war planning in Iraq and the war on terror to Donald Rumsfeld. Mr. Rumsfeld not only has a huge shop in the Defense Department, but he also has assembled a vast team of people to oversee foreign policy, to oversee national security, intelligence. So in many ways, the president, the vice president, and Secretary Rumsfeld, they're all joined at the hip. And unfortunately, the president cannot untangle himself and remove Mr. Rumsfeld. I think it's a strategic mistake on behalf of our troops and our war strategy. Mr. Rumsfeld has been wrong about everything in Iraq. The threat that Saddam posed, the number of troops needed on the ground, the supplies that they would need to complete their job once we secure Baghdad. This administration holds everyone who disagrees with them as it relates to national security policy with contempt. And it's time that the president, who said that he gets his cues from those on the ground, it's time that he listened to these commanders and at least try to get our strategy back on track so that we can win the war in Iraq and bring our troops home safely.
So, Reverend Watkins, what you're hearing from Donna Brazile is, if the president was to allow Donald Rumsfeld to step down, accept his resignation, in essence, he would be admitting that he had made mistakes in the conduct of the war in Iraq, maybe even in going into Iraq. Is that what you think?
I think that clearly you don't react to some of your retired generals. There are more retired members of the armed services who want Secretary Rumsfeld to stay in place because they believe he's doing a good job. Secretary Rumsfeld has made decisions with which they disagree, and part of that, of course, is that when you are secretary, you have to take the heat for that. And he gladly takes the heat for it, but he's glad that the president has confidence in him, and he's going to continue to move forward.
Well, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, one of our leaders on Capitol Hill, has stated publicly that he intends to put forward a resolution or an amendment on some bill coming before the Senate to have a vote. Let the Senate vote on whether or not Mr. Rumsfeld should stay or go. Look, in the past, Chuck Hagel, John McCain, Susan Collins, and others have basically said they have no confidence in Secretary Rumsfeld. So this will be an interesting vote to see if the Republicans who are in charge of the Senate will continue to back Mr. Rumsfeld.
Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore back in the year 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And Reverend Joseph Watkins, a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Reverend Watkins joined us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you both for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Juan.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.